What up, loungers? I'm back. Did you miss me? Liar. But that's okay. So why did I decide to come back? That's a really good question. Let's go a different route. Let's talk about why I've been gone. Well, first and foremost, I had two kids, and the first one got me to stop. Just didn't have time. And then felt like every show was just me whining, complaining, griping about same stuff every time. So almost you could say writer's block. Two kids. COVID. COVID was rough in my house, as it was for a lot of people. Not just at my house, but at my work too. I ended up having to hire a lawyer to keep my job. Nearly lost my wife, nearly lost my in-laws, all at the same time. Oh, don't talk to my mom anymore because of COVID. Differences in opinions. Things she said. I ended up quitting where I was working, so I'm out of the medical field, other than my own business that is teaching the medical field. So I'm now self-employed. I've been through therapy. Whew, it's been a rough 6 years, man, let me tell you. But we're back. And we got a lot of things coming up. At least I have a lot of things planned. Hopefully they'll pan out and actually happen. One of the things I've been working on is I've been doing some YouTube shorts. If you've been following us on Facebook, you've seen a couple of them. I don't put them all up there. I do one. I like to keep the platforms kind of separate as much as I can. So if you're looking for anything fun like that, it's over on YouTube channel. It's the EMS Lounge. But one of the reasons that I stopped too was I was tired of the, I won't say negative comments, but just people just chiming in when they don't need to, right? And I know that's just social media, but whatever. It just gets old fast, and it didn't take long. Let me tell you, when I came back, first place I started was, well, back up a sec. During this time, we've actually been deleted. Our Instagram was deleted at 47,000, and my personal Instagram was deleted as well. No, correction. My Facebook personally was deleted. I happened to set up a backup account and found the credentials finally to log in and was able to get back into Facebook that way. So I started posting on Facebook. We've had Instagram. I did a new page, but there's less than 200 followers. So really I came back and started kind of with Facebook because I realized how much of a following we still had and how much of a reach we still had. So I started there. A shout out to Irish for holding down Facebook while I was gone. But I started posting there again, and it took, I think, 2 days before somebody made a comment about what I had said. And it was a meme I posted. And the funny part was the meme was me making fun of people, regurgitating old comments or sayings, whatever, and just using a new picture, a new video, whatever, right? Well, what I did was I actually used an old meme of mine that said the exact same thing. So I was regurgitating already regurgitated stuff, right? Anyways, it took, I think, 2 days before this person started chiming in. He was being a first responder, just forward and direct and calling me out, which is fine. He didn't know who I was. He didn't know I'd been here for a while. He didn't realize I had created the page. So I just kind of, I let it roll. Not a big deal. It is what it is. But today, so I've been making YouTube shorts. Hold on. years ago on Instagram, we started, and I shouldn't say we, I should say I, started ragging on different positions within the medical field and first responders field. And nobody was safe, and we had fun with it. And I was ripping people apart, right? Like, I'd talk about CNAs, I'd talk about LVNs, and just, you know, I'd take some stereotype of whatever position I wanted to talk about, whether it be those or EMTs or medics or cops or whatever. And I took the biggest insult of a stereotype, and we made a meme about it. And it took off. I had people from every position hit me up asking, when are you going to roast my position? When are you going to roast, you know, medical assistants? When are you going to roast a PA? When are you going to roast physicians? Da, 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 da. Long story short, I just started ripping everybody apart, and the reach went through the roof. We had tons of followers coming in for that. And it just, it was a good little run we had. And so I took to YouTube shorts because I want to build the YouTube channel eventually. And we'll get to that in a sec. But I took to the YouTube shorts because basically I had no other material for it. And I thought that would be a good way to jumpstart it and jumpstart the page. And actually it's worked pretty well. I think I've more than tripled our followers. Not that it's a lot because we're still below 100. Hint, hint, go follow us on YouTube, DMS Lounge. Cool. Anyways, I've been doing it now. I think, I don't know how many videos I've posted. 10 tops, maybe. I don't know. They're shorts, right? They're, I think the longest one I have is 11 seconds. So it's not a lot. And today, posted one. And I'll just give you a little hint of what it is. So I got 16, I think 16 shorts, right? So I posted one today. And basically, not basically, what I said was there are two types of patients. Those that are lying, and those that are unresponsive. Sarcasm. If you guys have been listening or following me for any amount of time, you know sarcasm is my first language. And she came back with, a little jaded, are we? If I knew my first responders were acting like you or thinking like you, I wouldn't want them responding. I wouldn't even call 911. Paraphrasing, of course. And I guess what I'm saying is that's the problem with new platforms. For me, YouTube is a new platform. I had one video up. It's been up for like 8 years. It's a run through East LA. Actually, it's through a small area called Huntington Park. It's actually south of East LA, but we just call it East LA. That's the problem with a new platform. Just people don't know who you are. You know, or not just a new platform, but being gone for so long. So, you know, you guys are killing comedy. You've gone soft. Like this, it's been 6 years. And I'm telling you, the people on social media have gotten so weak and so soft, it's not even funny. Like, I would love to know what would happen now if we started meme wars. Anybody remember a meme war? I used to have them all the time with people. I had them with Level Zero. We had them with Kevel. We had them with ketamine. Oh, we had them with thirst responders. I think we did squat or bust. I think we did cancel the squat. I mean, we would just have meme wars. Who could come up with a better meme and just insult the other one better than the other, if you guys don't know what they are, which wouldn't surprise me if you didn't. But, and there's others we had them with, and I don't remember every one of them. And if I forgot you, I'm sorry. But, you know, I've said this on a previous show, and it's a quote from the Joker, the movie from Dark Knight Returns. He says, what happened? Did your balls fall off? That's how I feel. Is you guys are just, you're killing comedy. Nobody understands sarcasm. Nobody, you know, everybody, oh, you're just being mean. No, we're having fun. You know, with the meme wars, what a lot of people didn't understand was we were talking behind the scenes. Like, we knew almost what we were going to do. Like, we would plan it out before it even happened. Sometimes we didn't. Sometimes it was just off the cuff and have fun. But, you know, you'd rag on somebody, and they knew we were joking around. And if not, you'd send a DM real quick. You'd be like, hey, dude, meme war, good? Yep, cool. Fight, right? Just fight on. We did it all the time. And people don't understand. Well, some of you might. But the biggest thing was, is this is what drew in followers. This is what boosted your following and your reach. Because people were going back and forth from page to page. And then they tell their friends, hey, dude, you should see what so-and-so is saying about so-and-so. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you would just pull people from each other's page. And we could grow. Back in the day, I can remember, we could get a new page with 20 followers. We could get them to 1,000 by the end of a couple hours because people were just following and wanting to see what was going on. And it was all in good fun. We knew it was happening. We were talking to each other behind the scenes. But, you know, it's all about cancel culture now, right? That's the new thing, is cancel culture. Well, it's not new. It's been around for a little bit, but go on Netflix and watch the movie Blazing Saddles. That's the type of comedy that I grew up on. And some of you will go, there's nothing funny about it. And you're right. Normally there's not. But when you take a look at who wrote this stuff, when you take a look at who was in it and what they were doing and what they were saying, it was comedy. And they knew it. Not just the people writing it, but the people acting it, the people saying their lines. And if you don't know what Blazing Saddle is, I'm telling you, go to Netflix, put it on for the first 5 minutes. And I'll bet 99% of you can't get through the first 5 minutes because of the cringe that you're going to find. Guarantee it. But that's where I grew up. Now, I'm not saying it's right, but it was comedy. It was meant to be a joke. There's a skit years ago. Well, had to be years ago because it was Richard Pryor and Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live. And I know a lot of you don't even know who Richard Pryor probably is, but just go on YouTube and search Chevy Chase, Richard Pryor, Saturday Night Live. And it's a job interview with Richard Pryor. So Chevy Chase is interviewing him for a job. And he starts throwing out, they're doing like wordplay or word association, and he starts throwing out racial slurs. Well, Richard Pryor starts throwing racial slurs back. And it looks like Richard Pryor's getting so mad and he's pissed and he is just furious at the whole thing. And you're just like, oh my gosh, who wrote this? Richard Pryor. He wrote the jokes about white people being racist towards blacks and vice versa. But it starts out the white man ragging on the black man and just laying into him. And you feel bad for the black guy, of course. And the whole skit, when it's all said and done, you're like, oh my gosh, that was horrible. Like, who wrote this? And then you find out it was Richard Pryor himself. And if you watch closely, you can see where they're trying not to laugh, both of them. And Richard Pryor is probably trying harder than Chevy Chase, because Chevy Chase actually looked scared to say some of the things he was saying. And so you got Richard Pryor just cracking up because he knew he was crossing the line with it. But it was comedy. It wasn't meant to offend people. It was just a joke. The whole skit was a joke from start to finish. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand the cancel culture. I don't understand why people were, you know, these companies are bowing down to minority customers and things like that. And I'm not going to mention the big ones that have happened right now. I'm going to talk about one from years and years ago. You guys probably don't even know this unless you've listened to my older shows, because I think I talked about this once before. It's a quick one, though. Stick with me here. Subway, years ago, took pork off their menu. Why? Because the Muslim community was offended by it. Do you know what percentage Subway claims is Muslim? Do you know how many of their customers are Muslim? 1%. Now, this was years ago. 1%. They took the whole thing off their menu for 1%. I don't personally understand it. I don't. As a business, it's not that they're trying to offend anybody. They're trying to make money. That's all they want to do. They want to make money. Or at least back then they did. Now it's about not offending people. But they took it off their menu because of that. I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. I guarantee that 1%, the amount of money they lost to make them happy, it's a business. They can do whatever they want. The flip side to that is they don't have to go there and eat. That's it. Like, that's all it has to be. It doesn't need to be anything else more than that. I don't know. I know the show's starting to really feel like it did before, didn't it? Isn't it? Anyways, my first episode back. Oh, it's good to be here. Look, we're going to be doing some bigger stuff, hopefully. I'm trying to stay committed to this. I've got a couple shows written out, so I think it's going to happen. We are doing some YouTube stuff. I'd really like to see that grow, and I'll explain that in a second. But I want to do the YouTube stuff. I want to get it live on YouTube. And there's a huge possum walking across my driveway right now. And my garage is open. I can see him. He's been hanging out here lately. I know. Total squirrel moment, right? But I just saw him walk underneath my car. Anyways. Back to what I was saying. We're working on the YouTube thing. I'll explain why in a sec. We're going to do some live shows. We're really trying to push the Instagram too. I still think it's a good platform for what we do. I am, to be honest with you, I'm kind of tired of doing the whole meme thing. I still post them. I still make them, but it's not my main focus. I'm trying to get into other stuff. Oh, he's going down the street now. Squirreled again. Or possumed. One of the two. Whatever. Yeah. So, and then, we're still big on Facebook, and I'm back to posting on there, and I'm and try to do different material on every single platform. So if you guys are following us on one, please follow us on the others. It's totally different material for the most part. And sometimes I'll throw stuff back and forth and bleed it over, but for the most part it's different. But yeah, check out the shorts. Give us a follow. You can comment if you want. You can say you hate me. Don't care. The more you interact, the better it is for us on the algorithm anyway. So whatever. But yeah, if you want to email us, you can. It's emslounge@hotmail.com. Not the, just emslounge@hotmail.com. Give me some ideas that you want to talk about. I'll be happy to put them on the show if I think it's something that would resonate with the listeners. I don't do education type stuff. I just... No matter how perfect you make it, somebody will tear it apart. And this industry loves to do that to people. And so I'm not going to do it. I've talked about certain things because I do things differently, right? Everybody does. That's just the way it is. And one of the things I do differently is I don't necessarily have a watch on me all the time. I don't really care. And the reason being is in the system I work in, look, I know the difference between 60 and 120. If the heart rate's in between 60 and 120, I'm good. I'm not worried about it. I'm not transporting long enough to worry about it. And if I am at that point, I'll use my phone, right? It's just, in when I came through school and things, you had to have the watch, you had to have this and that, and because you got to count respirations, you got to be on point, you got to watch trends and things like that. And that in my system didn't work. So we didn't use it. Or at least I didn't. And some people say that's careless or that's stupid or you're putting people's lives in danger. I get it. I understand. But you do what you do and I do how I do it and it'll work. Okay. So that's why I don't do education. So please don't ask me to do something on, you know, this SOP for over here, or this one over there. And what'd you guys do here? I don't want to talk about that stuff. I'd like the lighter stuff. I want to talk about the meme wars. I want to talk about, you know, having fun with people and things like that. And we'll do some shows on that stuff too as well. But I need your help, and I don't really beg. I try not to, but we do have a Patreon account. We're just trying to get some help with covering the cost. I'm not trying to get rich. There's no way. There's no way I'm getting rich off of you guys doing a dollar a month. Like, it's not going to happen. I mean, unless every 55,000 Facebook follower gave me a dollar every month, which would be nice, but I don't see it happening. And even if they did, honestly, I wouldn't keep it. It's just not in my nature. I would just do, you know, I live a pretty modest life. I can do way better than what I'm doing right now as far as my financial situation. I'm very comfortable. Like I said, I'm self-employed. I don't work a lot. I enjoy my life. Right. I've completely 180 from what I was doing in EMS. So, but we're just trying to get costs covered. That's all. I just don't really want to spend a lot of money out of my own pocket to do it, but I will. And I have. Just looking to recoup it. That's all. Just smart financial decisions, right? Yeah. Patreon account. We're looking for sponsors. If you own a business and you want to be on the show, or if you want us to run a 30-second commercial, we do commercials as well. I've done them in the past. We can do a 30-second front roll. We can do a mid-roll. We can do a tail end. Doesn't matter. I don't mind. I'll make a custom commercial for you, too, unless you just want to send me the file and I'll just plug it in. Whatever you guys want to do. Again, not going to charge high and not charge high rates. I'm just going to be modest about it. I want people to be able to get their products out if I believe in them. So if you are going to advertise, hit me up and let me check out your product. I'm not saying you have to send me one for free. Or let me rephrase that. Let me look at your product. Send it to me. Let me inspect it. Let me search it. Let me try it. If I like it, I'll promote it. If not, I'm not going to, and I'll send it back to you. I don't care. I'm not in the industry anymore. So I'm not looking for free shears. I'm not looking for free sunglasses. I'm not looking for free boots. I'm not looking for any of that. I never was. I did get a lot of gifts when I did this before. Cool. And I appreciate it. And I tried to pay it forward with those people, and not even necessarily pay it forward, pay it back. And so we had a lot of people do some stuff for us. I'm going to try to reach out to them again, see if they want to do some more stuff. But again, you know, Rip Shear gave me some stuff. They gave me some shears, and I literally gave them away to people, let them test them out. And then they told me what they liked about them, and I used a pair too. And that was it. I'm not getting rich. And I gave the guy commercials for that. No big deal. It doesn't cost me anything. It costs him very little. Let's help each other out, right? Isn't that what this industry is all about, is helping people? People helping people, it's a beautiful thing. So if you're still listening, which I doubt, appreciate it. But give us a follow, especially if you're listening to this, we'd really appreciate you following on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And then if you can, my one last little request. I know I'm asking a lot. Little request. Please go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever, and leave us a review. Or wherever you're listening, leave us a review. It helps us out. It pushes through the algorithm. I'd love to get back on top. Love to be, you know, in the top 10 again, if we can. If we can. But we got a lot of stuff coming up. Going to get personal. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So, otherwise, have a good one. And, as always, keep plunging.